Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Kenvue, ticker KVUE, the world's largest pure-play consumer health company that's suddenly at the center of a massive $40 billion acquisition by Kimberly-Clark. This isn't your typical quarterly update. This deal changes everything for long-term investors. Kenvue came out of its spin-off from Johnson & Johnson just a few years ago, and right now, it's trading around $17.50 with a market cap just under $34 billion. The stock has had a rough ride over the past year, down about 16%, but the recent earnings beat and the merger news are creating real buzz. Let's break down exactly where this company stands. Kenvue operates through three main segments: self-care, which includes iconic brands like Tylenol and Motrin, skin health and beauty with products like Neutrogena and Aveeno, and essential health, covering things like Listerine and Band-Aid. With 22,000 employees worldwide and a heavy presence in North America, the company generates steady cash flow from these everyday health essentials. CEO Kirk Perry has been steering the ship since the spinoff, focusing on margin expansion and brand strength. Looking at the latest full-year numbers, total revenue came in at $15.112 billion, self-care contributed $6.38 billion, essential health added $4.63 billion, and skin health and beauty brought in $4.11 billion. Geographically, North America remains the powerhouse at $7.26 billion, followed by EMEA at $3.72 billion, Asia-Pacific at $2.78 billion, and Latin America at $1.37 billion. That North American dominance gives the company stability, but also exposes it to U.S. consumer trends. The most recent Q1 2026 results showed real momentum. Kenvue reported EPS of 32 cents, comfortably beating the 27-cent consensus estimate and up nicely from 24 cents a year ago. Management highlighted meaningful year-over-year improvement in gross margin, operating margin, and overall EPS, which tells us the cost discipline is working even as the company prepares for the big merger. On the earnings call, leadership emphasized organic sales growth for both the quarter and full year 2024, driven by strong brand performance and geographic expansion. They outlined plans to accelerate innovation in high-margin categories while managing input costs carefully. The tone was confident about 2025 growth targets, with particular focus on leveraging the established portfolio to drive profitability even amid shifting consumer spending patterns. On the balance sheet, total assets sit at $27.08 billion, with total liabilities at $16.31 billion, leaving stockholders' equity around $10.77 billion. Operating cash flow has been solid, and free cash flow remains positive, which supports the current dividend yield near 4.85%. The debt-to-equity ratio of 0.82 is manageable, though the upcoming merger will likely increase leverage before synergies kick in. From a valuation standpoint, the trailing PE sits around 20.2, while the price-to-sales ratio is 2.15. Forward PE estimates trend lower over the next few years, suggesting analysts expect earnings growth to catch up with the current price. The merger with Kimberly-Clark adds another layer. Cost synergies could meaningfully boost margins, but investors will want to watch integration execution closely. Strengths include Kenvue's powerful brand portfolio and consistent organic growth. Weaknesses center on slower recent revenue expansion and exposure to discretionary beauty spending. Opportunities lie in the Kimberly-Clark combination, unlocking major cost savings and cross-selling potential. Threats include rising competition in consumer health and any macro pressure that could dent demand for premium-priced products. Over the past year, the stock has lagged, with a one-week gain of just 0.43% and a one-month move of 6.42%, though the three-month period shows a stronger 15.91% rally. Longer-term holders have seen meaningful drawdowns, with the five-year performance down over 30%. Relative to the broader household and personal products industry, KVUE has underperformed on a one-year basis, but remains competitive on shorter timeframes. When we run the intrinsic value analysis using a standard DCF approach with 10% discount rate and 3% terminal growth, the model points to a fair value around $10.22 per share. That's notably below the current trading level, for suggesting the market is pricing in significant merger upside or expecting stronger growth than historical trend support. An alternative market snapshot valuation comes in higher at roughly 19.19 cents, which would imply the stock is actually undervalued at today's price. The gap between these two methods highlights how much the Kimberly-Clark deal could shift the long-term trajectory. Investors should focus on whether synergies materialize faster than expected and how the combined company's cash flow profile evolves. Overall, KVUE presents a high-stakes opportunity right now. The earnings beat shows operational progress, but the real catalyst is the pending merger that could reshape the consumer health landscape. For long-term investors comfortable with integration risk, the dividend and brand moat make this worth watching closely. As always, do your own research and consider how this fits your portfolio. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button if this breakdown helped, and I'll see you in the next one.